Module 4, Elk Hunting Gear. Chapter 2, What's in My Pack? Hunting gear, for the reasons I just mentioned, can be very individualistic. The boots that I claim to be the very best aren't going to be worth anything to you if they don't fit your feet correctly. The elk calls that work best for me are going to be worthless to you if you can't make a sound with them. As I share the following information regarding the specific gear I personally use, please don't take it as a marketing push. Perhaps it will interest you enough to research it further, but I share this information more as a generality of what items I carry in my pack, not so much for the brands or styles of gear I carry. However, I will tell you that I use gear that works, not gear I get paid to promote. Disclaimer: it's true that I have sponsors who help pay the bills so I can live my dream of sharing my passion for elk hunting with you. But my approach to gear and sponsors goes against the standard grain of the industry. I find gear that works, and I use it. If that company sees a benefit in having me promote their gear, great. If not, I'll continue to use that gear anyway. Fortunately, I've worked hard, and some companies have found a benefit in partnering with me to help promote their gear. But rest assured, if you see me using or in some way promoting gear, it isn't because I'm getting paid to use it. I'm using it because it works. My style of hunting requires me to be prepared for two different scenarios: day hunts from a base camp and bivy hunts for extended stays away from base camp. After several years of searching for a pack that will cross over effectively between these two styles of hunting, I finally found one that allows me to effectively and efficiently hunt in both styles without needing two different packs. Fortunately, there are a handful of other packs that have been developed recently that also work well. Until recently, though, I was forced to utilize a day pack and a separate bivy pack. There's nothing wrong with that system. In fact, it might end up being a better route to go for some folks. Regardless of how you decide to carry your gear, the actual gear you carry in each pack will differ. I'm a minimalist, to some degree, so I don't carry much unnecessary gear. I keep my list pretty streamlined, but have very rarely felt like I needed something more. The main difference between the gear in a day pack and a bivy pack is that a bivy pack also includes additional camping gear, such as a tent, a sleeping bag, a cooking stove, etc. To watch the video of the actual gear I carry in my pack, be sure and check out the online version or the app version of the University of Elk Hunting online course, and watch the video, What's in My Pack? Additionally, a full list of all the gear I carry in my packs, including the weight of each item, is broken down in a list also available on the online version or the app version of the University of Elk Hunting online course. To see those exact items that I carry in my elk hunting pack, be sure to check out the web version or the app version of the online course.